Penguin Classics is partnering with the Union of Concerned Scientists and are encouraging all aspiring writers and photographers to submit their personal stories and images about global warming for publication in a new online book called Thoreau's Legacy, American Stories About Global Warming, that will be published next year along with a limited edition hardcover version. Last week, Kevin Knobloch, the president of the Union of Concerned Scientists, spoke with WMNF about the project.
This is an exciting new project we have going. We're calling it Thoreau's Legacy, American Stories About Global Warming. And we are inviting people across the country, you can be a professional writer or photographer or an amateur writer or photographer, to submit your story about why you care about global warming or your experience with global warming at some level. If you're a hunter or an angler or a gardener or a birder, or just somebody who pays attention to the weather. We're already experiencing changes in our climate, and people have stories to tell.
How long do people have to submit these before you start selecting who you'll choose here?
The submission period will close November 15th, 2008, so in about 6 weeks, which sounds close, but as you say, the essays need to be between 200 and 500 words, so it's not very long, although Mark Twain famously once said when he wrote a long letter to a friend, "I'm sorry this is so long, I didn't have enough time." It sometimes can be a challenge to write more, you know, a shorter piece than a longer piece of quality. But we're inviting people to make the submissions online by November 15th. And what will happen is a panel of judges will select the best submissions, the best essays, the best photographs, and they will be all published in an online book, in essence an electronic book, early next year. Those who are selected will receive a special limited edition hardcover print version of the book. But because it will be an online book, it will have tremendous reach across this country and across the world in telling these stories.
We're speaking with Kevin Knobloch. He's the president of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Kevin, this is a really obviously a creative and interesting way to get people to engage in their own personal observations and experiences with climate change. But is it also a way for your group or just environmentalists and people who are concerned about this issue just to get the word out more? I mean, what's your thoughts about the perception in this country about how significant the issue is right now?
Mitch, my sense is that people are generally aware that global warming is a problem that we're facing. I think what people aren't generally aware of is the great urgency to act, that the science shows that we need to very rapidly and very deeply reduce our global warming pollutants, also known as greenhouse gas emissions, from every source, from our cars and trucks, from our homes, from our businesses, basically from the burning of fossil fuels. If we are to have a fighting chance at stabilizing our climate and holding off catastrophic changes, and I know that to some ears will sound alarmist, but that is what the science says. And if you flip that to its positive side, this is an exciting chance to remake our economy in a way that makes us a more secure country, less dependent on imported oil, that makes us a healthier country, reduces respiratory disease and heat-related illnesses and deaths, and that gives our children a chance.
Right.
To experience, you know, the climate that we grew up with and that we're accustomed to.